KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky, 5 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high of 28. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, and the news is brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. A former softball coach has been given 10 years in prison for sexually abusing a 14-year-old girl in Council Bluffs. Court records say John Osborne was sentenced Thursday. He was convicted December 22nd on 4 counts of sexual abuse. It was Osborne's second trial on those charges. He'd been convicted in the spring of 2015, but a judge ordered a new trial when new evidence surfaced before Osborne could be sentenced. The second trial was delayed by legal wrangling. His attorney says Osborne intends to appeal. Council Bluffs police say Osborne and the girl engaged in sex acts when the girl stayed at Osborne's house in July of 2014 for a sleepover with his daughter. A meeting was held Wednesday evening in Atlantic to discuss how to offset future expenses that have outpaced the Cass County Landfill's current revenue source, which is the tipping fees. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones, City Administrator John Lund, and City Clerk Barb Barrick sat down with members of the local media Thursday afternoon to discuss what transpired at Wednesday's meeting, which was attended by about 30 officials from around the county and the Atlantic City Council and Cass County Board of Supervisors, along with John Danos, the city's bond attorney, who's with Dorsey and Whitney Law Firm in Des Moines. Wednesday's discussion, according to City Administrator John Lund, was...
It was just to figure out how we were going to pay for the per capita fees that the landfill is levying against the municipalities and the county, exploring what our options are. And I think at this time, it's up to each individual city. The county looks like they're probably going to divert some of their sales tax or other sources of existing money to make their payment.
And as far as the other incorporated cities in the county, Lund says that Lewis will use some of their franchise fee money from Mid-American Energy to pay that city's share.
Atlantic will just do a one-day debt and levy that on property taxes.
Mayor Jones said it's going to be a tax on the citizens of Cass County one way or another. The increase amounts to 38 cents per $1,000 property valuation since the landfill calculated the fee for the 28E constituent members based on $12 per household or $1 per capita per month. The new rate will not affect their $100 per ton tipping fee. Landfill, Jones says, started out being a tipping fee-based only service, but it's not enough to meet the costs of DNR requirements. Jones says Cass County has one of the highest landfill rates in the state. Lund said that people should notice the change in their property tax bill in January of 2019. Mayor Jones says the City of Atlantic will contribute $85,000, the rural county $42,000. Atlantic will receive its first bill at the end of the first quarter, which is in September 2018.
There are a couple private company that we're talking about maybe looking into it. So at the end of the meeting, I made a suggestion, or I just said, you know, well, we're kind of held by budget constraints this year, getting our budgets done by next month. So I said, we'll get our budget, we'll get it figured out some way this year, but you guys, that's Atlanta, you guys need to look very seriously at this waste station, because I said, my gut feeling says 3 or 4 years, you're going to come back with more money. I know you got a 10-year payout, but something's going to happen. They're going to need some more money, and it's going to say this is an easy way of doing it. And so, I mean, it's not a pretty situation out there right now.
Mayor Jones, they're talking about the option they discussed Wednesday, that using the landfill as nothing more than a transfer station. Issues of the Cass County landfill arose a few years ago when the Iowa DNR, on behalf of the EPA, ordered the landfill to set up a post-closure fund before the facility could close if a leaking cell can't be cleaned up in a timely manner and another cell is built. That would cost at least $900,000, which is in the landfill's annual budget. They currently have only $300,000 in the bank. Mayor Jones says the landfill barely made their payroll last year.
Basically, it got everybody out saying that there's problems out there. I mean, it's not going to go away soon. Hopefully there's some options we can work out for next year. But, you know, they need to start working a little harder out there how to get these options taken care of, because I said it last night and I'll say it now, I just got a gut feeling it ain't going to get any better.
With the adjusted fee structure, Jones said in 10 years they should have more than enough money to take care of the costs. But in an ideal situation, the county would take over the landfill, and that, he said, is not going to happen. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones Thursday afternoon reported a plaque with a gavel mounted will be turned over to the family of a man who many years ago served as mayor of Atlantic. The plaque was sitting on a shelf gathering dust. The plaque was for Dan Merrick, who has since passed passed away. His wife, Mona, used to work for the Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling Company, and his daughter works in Carroll. Jones expects to hand the plaque over to Merrick's daughter next week as a memento of the city's 150th anniversary celebration. In other news, City Clerk Barb Barrick said Mayor Jones has been asked to serve on the board of directors for the Iowa League of Cities. The annual meeting of the ILC is set for this October in Davenport. Well, a bill that would allow the death penalty for those convicted of first-degree murder in Iowa has been tabled in the Iowa House. Representative Clough Baudler, a Republican from Greenfield, is chairman of the House Public Safety Committee, and he says there isn't enough support within the committee to pass the bill.
I don't have the votes. Although I think it's a good bill.
The measure's dimming chances became apparent Thursday morning when a key GOP lawmaker said he supports the death penalty as a moral option, but his research indicated it's not a prudent option for the state given the expense of death penalty cases and the chance an innocent person could be sentenced to death. Baudler said he doesn't begrudge anyone from holding firm views about the death penalty.
It's a tremendously emotional issue, and I understand that. And I appreciate that to some people. But it is emotional on both sides of the issue, you know, whether you're for it or against it.
Butler, a retired state trooper, says he's disappointed the bill cannot advance. A bill pending in the Iowa Senate would reinstate the death penalty, but for narrow instances like a kidnapping and then the murder of the victim. Butler says if that bill clears the full Senate, House Republicans may reconsider the issue. Butler would prefer a bill that would impose the death penalty on those convicted of murdering a police officer, like a man convicted of murdering police officers from Urbandale and Des Moines in November of 2016.
He made his decisions, and in doing that, I think he should forfeit his life. But that's just me.
Baudler also points to the 2005 case of Jetsetta Gage, a 10-year-old Cedar Rapids girl who was kidnapped, raped, and murdered.
That perp does not have the right to live. Doesn't have a right to breathe anymore. That's my personal opinion.
The Iowa legislature voted to ban capital punishment in 1965. In the mid-1990s, a bill to reinstate the death penalty narrowly passed the Iowa House, but was defeated in the Iowa Senate. And a proposed amendment to insert legal rights for crime victims in Iowa's Constitution was the subject of two hearings at the Capitol in Des Moines Wednesday. Paul Cassell, a law professor at the University of Utah, told Iowa lawmakers 34 other states refer to the rights of crime victims in their Constitution.
This would make a real-world difference for those people. The experience in other states has been very positive, and I hope Iowa will move forward and make this part of its Constitution as well.
Two organizations that advocate for crime victims registered their opposition. Carrie True Funk of the Iowa Coalition Against Sexual Abuse said the amendment is largely symbolic and will do little to protect victims.
When we're talking about crime victims being heard in a situation, being valued as a person, we have to change our culture, not our Constitution.
Lawmakers are still reviewing the proposed amendment and considering alterations before deciding on whether or not it may advance to a committee. The proposal would put in the state constitution a requirement that victims be notified at multiple steps in the legal process, and victims would be given the right to refuse to give a deposition, the legal term for a meeting before a trial, when a defendant's lawyer asked the victim's question. Proposed amendment would have to be okayed by the legislatures this year and again in either 2019 or 2020. Only then would it be placed on the ballot so Iowa voters could decide if the language is added to the state's constitution. Our news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.